is KZST Santa Rosa.
Good evening. Welcome to your New Year's Eve. If you are out driving, do drive carefully. So many people are so irresponsible on New Year's Eve. If you're going to be staying in, I'll be here to celebrate with you, playing great songs and amazing stories as we head into the new year together.
It's been a long day without you, my friend. And I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. We've come a long way from where we began. Oh, I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. When I see you again. Why'd you have to leave so soon? Why'd you have to go? Why'd you have to leave me when I needed you the most? 'Cause I don't really know how to tell you without feeling much worse. I know you're in a better place, but it's always gonna hurt. Carry on. Without you, my friend, and I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. We've come a long way from where we began. Oh, I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. When I see you. How do I breathe without you? I'm feeling so cold. I'll be waiting right here for you till the day you're home. Carry on. Give me all the strength I need to carry on. So let the light guide your way. Yeah. Every road you take will always lead you home. Oh, oh, it's been a long day without you, my friend. And I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. We've come a long way from where we began. Oh, I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. When I see you again. When I see you again. See you again.
Hi, Delilah. This is Renee.
Hi, Renee. Welcome. What can I do for you?
I just wanted to tell you about a group of students at the school where I am the PTA president.
Okay.
And we participated in a program called Pennies for Patients. This was to raise money for the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. We were hoping to raise about $500. Well, above all my expectations, and every teacher and PTA mom, our children raised $3,303.35.
Wow.
That's what I said.
You were shooting for 500?
Yes.
Now, is there a student or a teacher that goes to your school that's had leukemia that inspired this, or just a bunch of caring kids?
Well, our local chairperson from the Leukemia Society, her son attended our school. And when he was in second grade, he found out he had leukemia. Now he's in ninth grade, and he is in remission for the past 5 years. So she contacted the school, and the one teacher said, yes, we'll get the PTA behind it. And really all we had to do was take the money to the bank and have the bank count it for us. It was just so fabulous. These kids just were so caring, and so it was such a life lesson that a little kindergartner through sixth grade could teach us.
$3,300.35 You should have thrown two pennies away just for the fun of it. Well, let me find a song for these awesome kids.
Oh, well, thank you so much.
God bless you.
I saw him dancing there by the record machine. I knew he must have been about 17. He was strong, playing my favorite song. And I could tell it would be long that he was with me. Yeah, me. And I could tell it would be long that he was with me.
To me, baby, shorty, you're my angel. and that's how you should be treated. Though you never get the loving that you needed.
Yeah.
Could have left, but I call and you heeded. Begged and I pleaded, mission completed. And I said that I and I this the program. Not the type to mess around with your emotion.
Yeah.
But the feeling that I have for you is so strong. Been together so long and this could never be wrong.
Girl, you're my angel. You're my darling angel. Closer than my peeps you are to me. Baby, shorty, you're my angel. You're my darling angel. Girl, you're my friend when I'm in need.
Girl, it's part of my behavior. Say I'm a savior.
You must be sent from up above.
And you appear to me so tender. Say girl, I surrender.
Thanks for giving me your love.
Girl, in spite of my behavior, well, you are my savior.
You must be sent from up above.
And you appear to me so tender. Well, girl, I surrender.
So thanks for giving me your love.
All life is one big party when you're still young. And who's gonna have your back when it's all done? It's all good when you live for your pure fun. Can't be a fool, son. What about the long run?
Yeah.
Looking back, shawty, always I mention. Say me not giving her much attention.
Yeah.
She was there through my incarceration. I wanna show the nation my appreciation.
Girl, you're my angel. You're my darling angel. Closer than my peeps, you are to me. Baby, shorty, you're my angel. You're my darling angel. Girl, you're my friend when I'm in need. Lady, girl, you're my angel. You're my darling angel. Closer than my peeps.
Tonight's Delilah's Dilemma is from Amanda, who says, I've been talking to a guy for a while now. He's a wonderful man. He would give me the shirt off his back. I know he really, really likes me, but I'm not sure if I feel the same way he does. He makes me smile and laugh, and I know he's ready for us to become more than just friends, but I don't see him in that light. We both work a lot, which doesn't make a lot of time for us to be together. He is a truck driver and is on the road a lot. We talk every day, but I don't feel any connection to him besides friends. I don't want to hurt him because I know he's been hurt in the past. Can you please help me? From Amanda. Amanda, I will have my mother Delilah words for you, darling, coming up next. You're listening to Delilah.
Thanks for listening. We are KZST.
Did you know that some ordinary cold medicines can raise your blood pressure? That's why DayQuil High Blood Pressure is specially formulated to provide daytime cold and flu symptom relief without ingredients like sugar, alcohol, and decongestants. If you have high blood pressure and you need fast, powerful relief from your worst cold and flu symptoms, choose DayQuil High Blood Pressure. Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
I was crossing the street when I met the love of my life. I chased after her. Nothing would stand in my way. Not the dog walker, nor the hot dog vendor. Finally reaching her, I asked, "What do you call that amazing smell?"
It's Gain Flings.
Gain Flings. My love had a name, but more importantly, it had a scent.
Fall in love with Gain Flings. Seriously good scent. Gain Flings with 50% more freshness ingredients versus leading bargain detergent.
The venue's set. Families coming in from all over. It's her quinceañera. With all the excitement, it may be easy to overlook COVID-19. It's still a risk, and that's why it's muy importante to get this season's COVID-19 shot ahead of time. It helps protect against COVID-19, which can cause severe illness and hospitalization. So let's set the date, vaccinate, and celebrate. Learn about a vaccine option and book this season's updated COVID-19 shot today at ScheduleCOVIDVax.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
My ride smells just right, just right, just right, just right.
Y'all gotta try that Febreze car.
Just right, just right, just right, just right. La 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 la. With up to 40 days of consistent scent, on low Febreze car clips right on your vent. You know my car's my happy place. Keep that smile on my face. When it smells just right, just right, just right. Breathe happy Febreze. La 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 la.
KZST.
we will make it through. Forever we will be together, you and me. Oh, when I hold you, nothing can compare. With all of my heart, you know I'll always be right there. Believe in us, nothing else could ever mean so much. You're the one I trust, our time has come. We're not two people now, we are one. You're your second to none. There
there. I'm a teacher, and I can't believe it happened to me.
I'm a lawyer, and I was a victim.
I'm a mom, and I'm still trying to undo the damage.
According to research from the Star Debit and ATM Network, 1 in 6 people are victims of identity theft. And the newest scam is phishing, spelled P-H-I-S-H-I-N-G. A deceptive way criminals lure people into giving out personal and financial information.
I'm in construction.
I'm a nurse.
I work with computers every day, and I was a victim.
I clicked on an email link that I thought was from my bank. It took me to a website that looked just like my bank.
The caller said he was from my mortgage company, and I believed him.
Be on guard. Treat unexpected requests for information with suspicion. Contact your trusted financial institution or other business directly if you suspect a request is not legitimate. Secure tools like your PIN number help keep your transactions safe. Don't give out your passwords and other private information to anyone fishing for it. Visit phishinginfo.org to learn more. A message from the National Consumers League.
Can't sleep? Maybe you're up tonight thinking about a big project or working the night shift. I just wanted to take this time to say, Sonoma County, thank you for listening. I'm Delilah, and this is Sonoma County's one and only KZST. Tonight's Delilah's Dilemma is from Amanda, who has a friend she talks to every day who has a crush on her, only she's not crushing back. She doesn't feel an attraction, and she says, I don't want to hurt him because I know he's been hurt in the past. Amanda, leading him to believe that you want a relationship is going to hurt a whole lot more than if you're just honest. If you're talking every day, then you clearly have a good friendship. And you need to feel comfortable in that friendship to set boundaries and say, I know that you're crushing. I know that you are attracted to me. And I'm flattered, but I don't feel the same way. I don't have the same level of attraction. It's okay to say that. It's okay to be honest. It's not okay to put yourself in a relationship that you don't want just because you don't want to hurt somebody. That's really crazy. I know a young girl who married a man that she didn't want to marry just because she didn't want to hurt his feelings. And on her wedding day, she told me she did not want to marry him. And now, 10 years later, they're still married and she still doesn't want to be with him. So she is killing herself, hurting herself, because she was afraid of being honest. So getting into a relationship that you don't want to be in, Amanda, not a good idea. And leading someone to believe that you care about him in a romantic way when you don't, not a good idea. Being honest and saying, I really cherish our friendship and I enjoy talking to you, but I don't feel an attraction to you as a boyfriend, that's your best bet. And yes, that will hurt him for a little while, but not nearly as bad as it's going to hurt if you don't set those boundaries. Good luck and God bless you.
Delilah is on KZST.